This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Visit progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary, not available in all states or situations.
Welcome into the Tour Coach, everybody. I am your host, Tony Ruggiero, as I am each and every week. Myself and Jackson Court occasionally jumps in as well and provides you with a conversation with somebody from around the world of golf. These discussions, these conversations, these roundtable chats and fireside talks all come from our travels in and around the world of golf, whether it's here in Mobile, Alabama, in my office and studio, or down where I teach primarily at Old Palm Golf Club in Palm Beach Gardens, or whether it's out at the LIV Tour, PGA Tour, Korn Ferry Tour, LPGA Tour, Epson Tour, wherever it is we travel in the world of golf. These are the people that I find informative, interesting, funny, great information, anything that can help you understand, teach, or play the game of golf better. That's what my goal has always been from the Dew Sweepers all the way through the Tour Coach. And want to invite all of you to continue listening. We've got some great content out. Please check out Dew Sweeper TV on YouTube. That's Dew Sweeper TV on YouTube. I am blown away by the number of folks that continue to watch and our content. And the Pro Work series is alive and well. We've just put one out recently. We got another one coming out soon in another week, which takes you inside the ropes, behind the scenes, and lets you really get a sense for how I work with all the different teammates that we have as we continue to focus on developing the next level of talent and helping people play their best golf. So check out our Dew Sweeper TV on YouTube. I appreciate the support. Continue to listen to the Tour Coach here. Please like and subscribe and share it as we continue to grow the Dew Sweeper movement, and would encourage all of you to come see us for one of our retreats through the summer or into the fall down at Old Palm Golf Club, or we've got one in August up at Bluebell as well, and come hang out and improve at the game of golf. And now that I'm a tequila man, come hang out afterwards. We'll tape a little podcast and you can drink an epic Western with me. There's no better drink I am finding to relax with, chill with, whether it's on the water, on the boat, fishing, or hanging out after a good day on the tee. That's Epic Western. Enjoy this episode of the Tour Coach. All right, so it's been a minute. So joining me here on the Tour Coach, one of my good friends, golly, it's been forever since we've had you on. We keep missing each other at events. But to one of the great teachers in the game, Golf Magazine Top 100 teacher from up in New York, Debbie Doniger. What's up, Deb?
Hey, T.
It's been a minute. Been a minute since we caught up.
I know, but that's good for us.
Yeah, it
Absence
is.
Absence makes, you know, the heart grow fonder.
So is your heart fonder?
Of course.
I knew it. I knew it. That's why I stay away from home so much.
But anyways,
been doing a lot over the last, 6 months, year, spending a bunch of time, you know, Justin Parsons, Wayne Flint, Jax, myself with the golf coach mentoring that we're doing and so forth. And we got another great one of those coming up. But I still really enjoy going and watching other teachers and learning and spending time doing that. And I know you enjoy doing that and have had the opportunity to spend time around a bunch of the great coaches and teachers. And you came up under one of the Hall of Famers, all-timers, Jim McClain. I thought it'd be cool just to talk for just a bit. I know you've got a lesson here in a little bit about, you know, one, why do you, what did you learn from Jim? What are some of the high points from Jim? And then two, why do you still go travel to learn? And what are some of the things you've picked up from that?
That's a good question. So what did I learn from Jim? Well, one, he was my teacher since I'm 12 years old, and two, then I taught for him for over 20 years. There are so many things that I learned from Jim as a player, as a competitor, as a kid. And so it's really too numerous to do on a mm-hmm. short podcast. On the flip side, there are some things that are the secret sauce. I'm kidding. So one thing that Jim did when I was a kid, so 12 years old, so this was in the 80s, we were drawing on the screen, we were using video cameras. He is a position teacher, but at the same time, like, realizes the swing is a swing. And so I think a few things. He was very good at giving game plans and writing things down, and a copious note taker. He himself was a voracious learner, so as a mentor and a boss and my coach, I just followed suit. We played a lot as kids, so I do believe in playing lessons and getting out on the course and playing with very good players. When he wrote down practice plans, you know, in order to get really good, like with my high-level juniors who don't even understand what it takes, I would say, okay, you know what, you got to play 36 today. And it, like, blows their mind. But those are things that, you know, Jim learned along the way that he passed down to us. Another thing that Jim was great at was teaching all levels of players. So he trained us to teach beginners, intermediate, and advanced. And there are different levels, different ways to teach those level of players. He also is extremely creative and came up with ideas by just studying swings and looking at swings and researching and getting the best of the best to understand what really is a fundamental and what is a basic. And I think as teachers and coaches, if we know what a fundamental is, then we can move on from there. For example, it could be as simple as hitting the center of the club. Mm-hmm. I was using face tape as a 12-year-old in the 80s. So now, you know, everybody's using face spray and tape, and it's like a revelation. It's not a revelation. Like, these are things the great teachers were doing back in the day.
Just, wait, you mean people on Instagram didn't create face tape like a couple years ago?
I mean, it's like ridiculous. I'm like, Jesus, we were doing this when I was 12.
I know. Don't get me started on that.
I know. So, you know, center contact, as dumb as that sounds to your audience, is a fundamental. So that's one thing that probably nobody's going to argue with. So that's an example. But do you have to keep your left arm straight? I know this is dumb now, but the answer is no, you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have to keep your left arm straight at impact? No, you don't. So those are fundamentals that don't exist or are myths. So I think as teachers, once you know what really is a fundamental versus a basic, and then understanding cause and effect, you know, working, you can work back from impact. You can, you know, this is where Butch is great.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, finding the one thing that can fix five things, which is very hard. But it comes from tons of experience. It comes from watching a lot of swings. It comes from, he held a staff meeting every Monday morning for assistants and all the teachers that were in the room. So that's, you know, you got 11, 12, 15 top 100 teachers in there. I mean, the staff meetings were crazy, insane with the amount of information. He would have us argue a lot over different ways to swing. So, for example, he may have somebody get up there and talk about the way Jim Flick taught, and then maybe the way Jimmy Ballard taught. So you would have a nice conversation back and forth amongst the room with top teachers. And so those are just little nuggets of McLean. And I guess the passion to give the 8 o'clock lesson to the 5 o'clock lesson, you know, that there's a real passion there to get people better. And mm-hmm. a real passion there to never stop learning, and because you can always get better. You can always communicate the message better. He also gave us the wherewithal to communicate the message, as I just said, in not just one way, but 12 ways, because you don't know how that person's, you know, going to react to what you say. And then with regards to watching other teachers teach, I mean, there's a point in time where I can't just be under one umbrella. So,
right, oh, for sure.
I mean, I had to branch out. So, you know, more than 10 years ago now, I just started watching the best of the best, in my opinion. And the older teachers, which would be like Randy Smith, Scheffler's teacher, and Chuck Cook, and Butch, and Bill Harmon, and Mike Adams, who's very instrumental in my career. And I went out to watch Mike Malaska. And I just find it fascinating, again, looking for the nuggets to just give me more tools in my toolbox to help my students get better.
Yeah, one of the things I think that is great about those that came up under like the Jim McLeans and the older, you know, the mentored under teachers is not only, you know, did you get all this information, but they really helped you provide, they really helped provide a structure for you, like to operate under when you're learning, which I think is important. I think you screw less people up, you know, like you said, then you had a branch out, but I think it's really good from a teacher development standpoint to come up under somebody, study under somebody where it provides you some structure in your beginning of your learning process. And then the other thing, I think that all of those teachers you've talked about, they were all good players.
That's a good point.
And I think that's important. Yeah. And you talked about Jim, like, you know, on the, and I still, like, obviously I walked at the U.S. Open last year with Jim a bunch and like passion, but he's still on the golf course. Right. Whereas, you know, it's not all to me, all those great guys were, they were really good players that loved the game first and then morphed into teachers where I don't know as many, there are some of those that do that nowadays, but also you've just got some folks that were, heck, just real good math guys that become teachers, right? You know, so I think that, that's a little different approach when you look at some of those older folks.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, most of the teachers that I have watched teach played high-level junior, college, amateur, and then professionally. I think it's important because you could totally relate no matter who's in front of you as a competitor. I also think you have to be able to demonstrate the shots and demonstrate shots and, you know, not look like you can't swing. To mm-hmm. me, that's important. To some people will argue that that's not important. I also think there's, to your point, there's so much information out there. So as a young teacher, if you're right, if you don't learn under somebody, it's like, Jim would always ask, what do you teach? Mm-hmm. Like, what exactly do you teach? And since there's so much with force plates and biomechanists and launch monitors, and I have a 3D system now that is markerless, it's like, okay, well, what do you do with all this information? Because this is just information. You need to know why the student is doing what they're doing. So I think understanding where you start, like you said, from point A to get to point Z and under, you know, and then building a team if need be, and the physical side is so much more prolific now, so that can really help because the body is moving the club. I mean, your hands are on the club, but so I think to be just a great teacher and great coach, you can't stop learning either, and it is a passion of many of ours, yours, mine, it's like a plethora of us where it's just you really have a deep passion for getting people better and understanding ball flight and the swing and why does something lead to something else. Because eventually, I think for you and me, which is interesting because of the system I have in place now, AI is going to come into play.
And, yeah, for sure.
Right? And so what does that do to the top teachers and coaches with a full book? Because AI is going to come in and help a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
like ChatGPT. So now what do we do as teachers and coaches? But I don't think that ever renders the teacher and coach who are really, really good obsolete.
I don't either because I think so much, you know, again, I think that the AI can replace something, you know, like it can certainly help people beginning and provide, you know, basis of information and training and such and information. But I don't know that but it's not going to take away the skills that are needed, especially to me, to coach at the highest end professionals, tour players and that, because to me, so much of that is relationship. It's understanding the person. It's understanding the timing to give them information. You know, there's so much that goes into teaching a player at that ability, as you know, and at that level, that's more than just the information that you give them. It's when to give them. It's what's the best way to give it to them, understanding their background and all that stuff. So I would agree with you on that.
Yeah. It's just an interesting conversation to have because I don't think you and I would have had it 5 years ago.
No.
And right.
Well, we've talked, you and I've talked on the radio and on this podcast for, I guarantee it's been 13 years now. And which dates us, makes us feel old. But like, I mean, we've talked over these years a bunch about your influences, things you think are cool, things we're going to look at, different science things. I mean, this just came up. Right. Like we never, I mean, when you came and you taught that stuff with us at Frederica, I mean, we weren't sitting around going, well, I mean, you think these computers are going to teach instead of us? Hell no.
No. Right. And now I've got a camera based system that is spitting out data and marker, you know.
I want to hear more about that, too.
I know. It'll extrapolate, you know, with the amount of people that go in the system, and then AI will come out and say, well, Tony, this is probably the best swing for you based on the physical assessment that we just did and based on your measurements and based on your 3D, and then that's cool. Okay, so for the layman golfer, but then for you and me to come in and say, well, this is what it should feel like, and to your point, all those other things really make a difference in bringing out the best in a player. So
here's my I know you got to go, but here's my one question about that. I get all of that, and I think the information's fantastic, but like, what if it spits out something different than a guy that's like a, and I'm using a tour player here, but like a tour player that's already been highly successful doing it another way, right? And played that way for long periods of time. That's where I think that, like, the information.
Really? Right. Yeah, that's a good point. So yesterday I taught somebody, and I've been teaching for over 30 years, and just take Raymond Floyd's swing, so your listeners just way inside, to a whole nother level, and the shoulder turn was beyond steep, going back to like 45, 50 degrees steep, okay, three quarters. This swing, I've never seen anything like this. And then he kind of fixed it on the way down. So to your point, AI is going to be like, no way can your shoulders ever be that tilted. But then that AI could probably ruin that player. Because he was like, are you going to change my swing? And that would be an absolute no.
Correct. And that's where I think that's where I think folks like us won't go out of style. I think that, like, AI is going to be great for the concrete boxes that teach folks, right? I don't think for the higher level, I don't think it'll – and I mean, I'm saying that now that somebody's – I mean, hell, I'm going to be wrong in 2 years, but – I mean,
we're going to be wrong.
Yeah. I mean, I got to find something else to do. Jesus. So anyways, but no, I thought that, but that's awesome. I mean, I think that's great insight, because we have so many folks that listen to this that they're either golf nuts and they love just information and they want to hear about experiences. Some people want to be entertained by me, but then there's a lot of just golf teachers that are trying to find out more. I think it's some good insight.
Oh, cool. Well, thank you for having me.
Well, Deb, you're always the best. You're always welcome to sit in here. I'm glad I was able to track you down this morning, and we will for sure catch up soon and do a longer version of this.
Okay, cool.
You're the best, Deb.
Bye, dude.